Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most five-thumbed podcast network.
Previously on Stories of the Grey Hill Flea Company.
I've seen it land, yes. Oh. It's not far from here.
Do you know which direction?
Look, if we can deal with the goblins, they're not too much of a hassle for us. Perhaps then we could kind of scout the area, find the tree, mark it on the map, and then if we have the big location, then we can kind of figure out that's where it is. Should we send Cherry Joe? Okay. Never mind.
I think if we attack it with the element of surprise...
You rage and start sprinting?
Yes.
You have a brief sensation of falling. You realize you are falling. And you're in a pit trap. You have a split second. You see sharp objects at the bottom of this pit trap. You have a split second to avoid them. Unless you don't want to. Another flaming ball is lit and then dropped. Would you like to catch this?
Yes.
Flaming body of the goblin falls into the pit.
Can I catch it?
For better or worse, you catch it.
May I? Yes. Since we're all very wounded, we hide.
I think we got to.
Big T, perhaps in the future, why don't we wait for one of us to perhaps Felmorn here, who is the cleverest, before we run sprinting into the dark? Hmm?
Check with Felmorn before do something strong?
Before do something strong, yes.
Like the path, okay.
Yes, like the path.
Yeah. It's kind of like a, because you know how you are so good at this.
The drums are getting loud, though.
I like to imagine we're doing this whilst applying mud to our bodies.
You know how you're really good at this?
Yeah.
It's just like the rest of us have trouble keeping up.
Mm. Okay, I have to check first.
Mate, look at my little legs and look at your big legs.
Oh, it's not fair.
Yes.
It isn't. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You're too little for my fit. You might fit through the hole in the bathtub.
The important thing to remember is that you did a great job.
You did an amazing job.
Felmorn does take two more points of damage.
Yes. Saying this as they're coughing up blood.
The important thing to remember is that you did really well.
Oh, good.
Yes, let's have a quick...
I'm glad I'm not the letdown.
Let's hide.
You would...
Never ever...
Felmorn stops the entire procession.
Big T.
Never.
To what end? I nearly got all of them killed. That's so nice. Thank you.
All right. You'll hide yourselves.
I'm convinced I did nothing wrong.
Yes.
That's fine.
That's sweet.
Have you considered your good friends are agreeing with you there? All right. Cherry Cheeks finds a really good hiding spot for the lot of you.
All right. Let's be very quiet. And I was going to take a bit of a nap. Just a quick short one.
All right.
In the pond?
If we are, unfortunately, oh, fuck.
So, for a short rest, everyone can... Oh, anyone who's taken hit point damage, which is mainly Tree Stump. Tree Stump, you recover 5 hit points. Tree Stump.
No.
That was a very funny response.
Oh.
And you know what? Felmorn is also going to recover some hit points. They recover 5 as well.
I'll also recover some hit points.
You recover... 2 hit points.
Hey, that's good.
That's not, it's not nothing.
Yes. Hey, I was on 4, now I'm on, 6, and now I'm on 8.
That's decent. Could be worse. Could be better, could be worse.
Could be lots worse.
So, can I get you to roll the encounter die?
Do you want to go? I got a
big foam one or something like that. I like that.
A 9.
The goblins... You can hear them hunting in among these plains. Oh, not these plains, this scrubland. You can hear them, like, moving and tracking. And every now and then you hear a wolf howl. And you can tell that is related to the goblins. It appears to... You're not 100% sure if they have wolves or if they themselves are doing the wolf calls. Because it definitely seems to be a form of communication. In fact, for someone as clever as Glubble or someone as knowledgeable about nature as Tree Stump... I will allow both of you to make different types of checks to work out what's happening.
Ooh.
I get a bad boy card.
Yeah, never a clue.
Can I get a number between 1 and 29?
23.
Legendary action. Creature of your choice may take one action. So, You are unable to deduce exactly what's going on with those wolf calls, but you are aware that they have something to do with the goblins. Yeah. With the paw prints that you saw, it's not unreasonable to assume that there are wolves with them.
Oh, the paws. Yeah, makes sense. Probably riding them.
Wolf, big dog.
Yeah.
Goblin, little guy.
Don't pat.
All right.
No.
An hour later, what would you like to do?
Right. Cherry.
Yeah.
Do you want to maybe you're
have a little look around, see what I can see?
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, look, hey, I'm not saying that's a great idea, but I'm saying that's what we're doing.
Yes, good. We'll wait here. Yes.
Actually, in actual fact, it's probably clever if I take Kentura with me as well. As a hunter, you're decent at hiding, aren't you? Kentura nods.
This is a good, very good point.
I reckon, because I don't want to be caught alone. I reckon the two of us are going to.
Yes, we'll hold down the fort here. Another half of years. Kind of
can I get
chill.
A number between 1 and 29? They goof it.
15.
Healer burnout. Roll twice from any source of healing and take the smaller result.
Druids don't get spells back at a short rest,
no,
do they?
It's really only warlocks.
No, why would they? That'd be good.
Highs or lows?
Ooh, let's go with highs.
What are we going to go? Highs are good.
That's pretty good.
Eyes? Okay.
Okay, no. Yes.
Oh, no, that's not a good sign.
Your group, it's you two and then Foul Morn.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear a commotion happening nearby. You believe your friends have been spotted.
Okay.
You're not sure what they're doing, though, but you, yeah, how would you like to respond?
Right, you
guys. Can hear, you hear like a howling, like a wolf howl, and then in several other places, wolves howling. And then you can hear the sounds of combat.
Oh, no. I think our good friends are in trouble. So we need to probably go and assist. I want to poke my head out of like the... It's like a big fish head just... Whoop.
I would say that there's like a... Maybe like a small copse. Is it copse? Copse of trees just about the place that Cherry found. And Cherry has hidden you in among the trees there.
Oh, yes.
So you kind of like stick your head out of a bush maybe.
Yes. Is it still quite dark, or is it perhaps a bit of light? Warning light.
Highs or lows?
Lows.
It's still dark, but you have no idea how long until the sun comes up.
Well, I pulled my head out. Can I see anything? Probably not.
You see fires. The goblins have lit fires. Not really bright ones, but fires nonetheless. And you see them bobbing about. You can tell that there is, actually not a small, but like a large fire starting in the brush not too far from you. That's where it seems like the fighting is happening.
So not too far from us?
Not too far. No, you could get there in a round, I'd say.
Follow everybody. Let's come with us.
Okay.
Big T.
Yeah.
Falmore, maybe you stay a bit behind so they don't. Okay, let's go.
You sprint out that way. You can see Cherry and Falmorn, back to back, both of their bows drawn, and riding around them are two goblins on the backs of wolves.
Oh, no.
And let's go to initiative.
Are we hidden yet?
Oh, you're hidden? Yes.
Okay.
So you will get advantage on your attacks in the first round. Oh, also one of the goblins is wearing armor.
The armor?
Yeah, the armor from my, I'm spending my bad boy card.
Put armor not on that, the armor.
Not good armor.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, one of them is just wearing, one of them's like, wearing what looks like tabaxi make armor.
Okay. Be nice
if you don't know about, neither of you know about this. So this is, I have rules, home rules for several different types of cultural creations, basically. Mm-hmm. So like there's dwarven craft, there's elven craft, there's Candanese made. And there's tabaxi made and some other ones. And tabaxi made looks like a random hodgepodge. Aww. Not of the other different cultures, of things.
Yeah.
So this tabaxi armor looks like someone just took bits and pieces and stuck them together to make armor.
That's so resourceful. That's so good. It's good.
Oh, that means I stole it off a tabaxi. Sons of bitches. Let's get them.
It looks like a trash can has had holes poked in it for arms, legs, and the goblin's not using it, but a hole poked in it for a tail. Their helmet is made out of the trash can lid that has, it's been bent a bit so that it's got a curve to it, and then a string, literally like a piece of twine has been tied and is somehow keeping it firmly affixed to the head. There is like random just feathers and colorful things on the armor. So someone's just gotten hot glue and slapped as many different colors of feathers all over it in no pattern.
No.
Just randomly attached.
Like they got a trash can. They're like, I can make this better.
Oh, it looks beautiful.
Every time
if we put it maybe a bit of feather here?
Every time the wolf...
Not to make it look nice.
Yes. What about feather there?
Oh, what about feather here?
Every time the wolf's feet hit the ground, there's a jangling sound because part of the armor, an integrated and obviously important part of the armor.
Yes.
No, sorry. All of the clasps and buckles are not like leather, but they are strings of bells.
What if we make it sounding like bell?
Oh, yes. Give everyone a fighting chance.
Yes.
Warn the birds.
One of the arm pieces is several plates that have had a hole punched through them. And the other one is a teapot that has had a hole punched through it.
Oh, no good for meals anymore.
No.
The what do you call them? Kneecaps are two teacups from presumably the same set
yes.
as the teapot is from. And upon closer inspection, you see that there's a big metal rod sticking up behind the suit of armor. You're not sure what the purpose of that metal... It's a 10-foot pole. A 10-foot long pole sticking up behind the goblin. It quite clearly is slightly unbalancing them.
I'm guessing probably for a flag of some kind. Okay. Beautiful, beautiful wear, may I just say.
And there's two of them on the backs of wolves. Not only one set of armor, though.
Yes.
Two goblins on the backs of wolves riding around and, like, taking nips at Cherry and at
I hate to say this, Big T, but go for the wolf.
Okay. I sort of glance
Big
at Falmorn.
Loves to go for the wolf.
I glance at Falmorn to be like, should I? And then I'm like, too far away.
Oh, yes.
I forgot to ask.
So, trees are dumb. No, Glubble, you're first. Who would you like to act, not first in initiative, but out of you two, would you like to act with?
I'll stick with Cherry Cheeks.
The Glubble Cherry combo. And Tree Stump, who would you like to act with? Felmorn again?
Yeah, Felmorn's still in hiding though, aren't they?
They're just
up the back, that's all.
Yeah, they can attack from afar. Yeah. What other range spells do they have?
Yeah, well, what kind of...
What am I working with, Adam?
What are we working with? What, some firebolt?
Well, I'll get to that in just a tick. It's Kentura's turn. Kentura fires at one of the two goblins. Actually, the goblin wearing the armor misses. The arrow bounces off one of the many bells. It is the goblin's turn. One of them turns and sprints in for... Odds or evens?
Evens.
Sprints in for Kentura. Oh. The goblin swings with its scimitar and the wolf nips at Kentura. The wolf probably going to hit.
No. Dodge, Kentura. Duck, dive.
Yeah, the wolf's mouth latches around Kentura's arm and drags it forwards. Kentura manages to stay standing and manages to just barely dodge the scimitar. Oof. Nonetheless, Kentura is going to take 9 points of damage. Wolves are dangerous.
Yes.
Kentura, get out of there.
That's why you don't pat them.
All right.
That's why you don't pat them.
Okay.
The other one is just riding around. It is Glubble and Cherry's turn.
Right. Well, I'm going to try and frostbite one of the wolves.
Wolves?
Yes.
The wolf fails at saving throw and will take 4 points of cold damage.
That's good.
And
then I'll get Cherry.
Yeah.
Can they attack the wolf when where they're standing?
Cherry lunges forwards with, what do they use again? A rapier, I believe? Yeah. Lunges forward with a rapier, strikes the wolf, deals a d4 plus 4 and a d6.
Oof.
Minimum damage.
Woo.
They deal, 5, 6 points of damage. Is that enough to bring the wolf down maybe, though?
Yeah, a little bit.
No, wait. Yes, it is.
Hey!
What a roller coaster of emotions.
One of the wolves goes down. Sad. How could you? You monster.
I know, but does it fall on the goblin, perhaps?
Yes.
The goblin will take a d6 damage falling.
Yes.
The goblin takes 2 points of damage when it hits the ground.
Yes.
And then it is Tree and Falmorn's turn.
I will be throwing a hand axe at the remaining wolf.
You sprint in, chuck a hand axe at the wolf. You could get to the wolf if you wanted to.
Use your big whatever it is that you have.
I will use my glaive.
You sprint in with your glaive, swing, you hit, you deal a d10 plus 5 damage. That is
probably going to bring the wolf down.
You're so powerful.
I go to stab the wolf and the head pops off.
You deal 15 points of damage. You just... No, wait, I was about to be like, you put the glaive in the way of the wolf and the wolf cuts itself. No, that does not have as much force as you do. Have you ever seen that video of a bus from inside the bus and a moose runs out into the road and jumps to try and get past, but actually hits the bus, goes clean through the glass, and is then inside the bus freaking out until the driver pulls over and opens the door for the moose to get out?
Yes.
No.
It's a great video.
It's incredible. Actually, moose it might have been a deer. It might not have been a moose, yeah. Actually.
Moose,
a
moose is so
moose
big.
Moose are big, yeah. Mm. It might have been a deer. Anyway, imagine that. But imagine instead of the bus's front being made of glass, the bus's front was made out of something going nearly 120 kilometers an hour and a glaive. You strike that wolf so hard, you slam it into the ground. The goblin takes 2d6 damage because he's got the momentum from the wolf and then the momentum from you slamming in at Mach 3. The goblin takes 9 points of damage. That goblin's dead. That goblin's bones rattle around in its body chaotically. Once again, to go to another car analogy, have you ever seen an unseat-belted crash test dummy flying around the car? Imagine every single one of this goblin's bones are a crash test dummy without their seatbelt on. Wear a fucking seatbelt. The goblin is skin fine, internally is a soup when it comes to a stop. All right, that was Big T and Falmorn's turn. It goes back to...
What does Falmorn do?
Yeah, what did Falmorn do?
Oh, sorry. What do you want Falmorn to do? One goblin left.
Fireball from far away. Does Falmorn have any other ranged attacks, actually? I keep really hounding them.
Oh, yes, that's right. You did ask me. Mm. So Falmorn's best attack, I think, is going to be Firebolt here. They can Burning Hands and Thunder Wave, but those are very short range spells.
Firebolt, indeed.
That's a loud spell, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah. I mean, like, there's a lot of goblins coming this way anyway. They're, like, it's kind of much of a muchness, but nonetheless. Anyway, Firebolt strikes the goblin. 8 points of fire damage. Goblin combusts and dies.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, combat over.
Whew. Well done, everybody. Good job, Big T.
Well, since we're here, let's get to the camp, shall we?
Yeah, not a bad idea. Shall we? Yes.
Oh, wait. Just checking. We're cool to go deeper in, yeah?
I believe so.
All right. In for a penny, in for a pound. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Penny pound.
I'll make look around like, anyone want some tabaxi? That's that tabaxi armor. That's crazy.
You can pick up the tabaxi armor if you want.
Does anyone want tabaxi armor? Anybody?
It's full plate. It counts as full plate armor, so fuel.
For me.
So I don't think anyone in this party can use it.
Oh, then never mind.
Yeah. I mean, you could pick it up. It's still worth money. Oh, that's right. So one other... So Tabaxi armor has a random... So all of the different types of racial construction or whatever have a different type of... have different, like, bonuses that they give. Tabaxi-made stuff has... randomly selected one of them and then it randomly is either worth 1/10 of what the regular armor would be worth or 10 times what it would be worth depending on what it's made of. This would be worth 1/10. So instead of 1,500 gold, this one's worth 150 gold because it's made out of a fucking trash can, but it's still armor that functions effectively. And I'm going to give it a dwarven-made ability where it is resistant to change. So if you try to heat this metal, it is resistant to abilities like that. If you try to morph it or change it, it will resist that change. It wants to stay in this shape and form.
It wants to be bin.
Yeah.
Right. So do you want, we could probably sell this, yes?
It's worth something,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. No, that's a good idea. That's right, a good idea. We'll sell it.
All right, Big T, you want
to... It's maybe easier to just bring the corpse, to be honest. It'll take you like a minute to take the armor off.
Yes, if we can just... we'll come back for it.
You'll come back for it?
Yes.
Right. We need to get the other armor.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of armor to get.
There's a lot of... Look, by the time we're done, there'll be a lot of dead goblins that we can definitely loot.
So, on your way deeper or to the camp, because you actually technically haven't gotten there yet, mm-hmm. I'm going to get you to roll the encounter dice again, except this time a 6, 7, 8 is a light encounter, a 9, 10, 11, 12 is a heavy encounter.
That's fair.
So we got a 12.
So that's a 12.
Hell yeah. That's bad.
Da, dang.
You are ambushed as you move further in. You get to the edges of the camp.
Yes.
They have these like cow hide and other types of hide tents. Mm. You're pretty sure you see a face stretched out in one of them.
Maybe it is good to kill them.
All of the tents look like they use like a... like sticks mm-hmm. and metal rods and just kind of whatever they can get their hands on to keep them propped up and whatnot. The entire setup looks like it's really good to pack down and then travel with. It looks light, basically. Okay. As you get to this outskirts area, I need a matching order.
Matching order?
Matching order.
So who's up front?
I would probably say...
Fel.
No, he'd be not in front. You and I would say... You and probably Kentura at the front.
Kentura at the front. I have to listen to others first. Yes.
Cherry Cheeks behind, and then me and, Falmorn taking the rear.
I thought for a sec you were making someone up when you said Cherry Cheeks. That sounded fake.
I know.
Sounded fake as fuck. All right, Kentura and Tree Stump are both surprised when... let's say 5 goblins leap at you from behind tents and inside tents. It's quite obviously an ambush. They were waiting here for you, prepared for a fight.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Jackson here to interrupt your show and tell you that you should be listening to Shut Up A Second, Sans Pants Radio's oldest and longest running podcast. It's got a simple premise. We pick a topic, anything from shoes to big bellies, and then we just try to be funny about it for 30 odd minutes. It's a blast. So search for Shut Up A Second wherever you find your podcasts.
Two of the goblins have strung out between them this long, stretchy rope of some sort. You're not sure what that's about, but they're sprinting towards you carrying the rope. The other three all have javelins ready to throw.
Yeah. We got the jump.
In addition to that, you hear a growling sound, and from out behind a larger tent comes a goblin riding a wolf that looks far bigger than the ones that you fought before. Yeah. This wolf doesn't have fur so much as it has scales that sleek back, and it's covered in odd spines and spikes. You are not 100%
like a wolf
sure, but
at all.
You're not 100% sure. It looks, other than that, it looks identical to a wolf.
For a moment, I thought you were going to say a goblin riding another goblin and got a bit more excited. But no, this scary wolf is terrifying.
There is still fur, but there is also scale.
Ew.
Okay.
Yuck.
Threesome, you know that this is a dire wolf.
Things have gotten dire now, haven't they?
You see that the goblin riding the dire wolf has a full beard, indicating he is the alpha.
I forgot that Goblin Society works on facial hair.
The alpha goblin is wearing armor that gleams with a magical energy.
Yeah,
does it look a bit big for him?
It looks slightly misshapen, yes.
Okay.
And let's go to they get a free action. So the two goblins who have the long stretchy rope between them run at you and at Kentura. Both of you are going to need to make dexterity saving throws.
You're so dexy, right?
Oh, yes. All right, so Kentura just falls flat and the rope goes over his head. But Tree Stump, the rope touches you, and as soon as it touches you, it's sticky. It's like really sticky to the touch. The two goblins let go and the rope slams and wraps itself around you. And when it's nearly completely wrapped itself around you, one end of it sticks up to look at your face like a snake, and then it opens to reveal teeth and a mouth.
No, Adam. I refuse.
Tree Stump, you do not know what this creature is. Glubble, you recognize a mimic when you see one.
Oh.
For what it's worth, you can tell that the goblins were being very ginger with this creature, with this mimic, because the mimic does not have an allegiance.
Okay, we can use that to our advantage at some point, maybe.
Make a friend. Kill a friend.
All right, it's the mimic's turn first.
Oh, no.
The mimic gets to go first. It tries to bite you. The mimic lunges at you, Big T.
With its big teeth?
Unfortunately, yeah. Its teeth are actually small. Very small, lot of them. It's like the interior of this rope is a tunnel of teeth. The mimic turns a little bit of its head inside out and then just throws itself at you. It slams into your chest and then tries to revert itself, throwing its teeth into your chest. They dig down into your leather armor but do not penetrate.
Hey.
You just hear a...
Oh, thirsty.
As the mimic uselessly tries to
I'm not
suck
your mum.
It is the alpha goblin's turn. The alpha goblin is riding forwards. I assume no one here knows goblin.
No.
Sorry, wait. That's not its voice. He's got like a really deep voice. The voice of a true alpha and or sigma. He throws a javelin.
Oh. Yeah.
The javelin sails clear through the air and strikes you.
Aww.
Yeah. You take 3 points of damage.
Ow. That's not good.
And then it is... Oh, and he charges forwards with the wolf, but the wolf does nothing just yet. It is Big T, your turn, with Falmon.
Well, I'm going to throw my hand axes at him.
Well, you can throw one hand axe right now.
Wait. I'm closish, aren't I?
Closish to who? But yeah, you could draw your glaive and charge an attack.
Could I rage?
You could rage if you wanted to, yes.
I think I'd like to rage.
You rage and charge forwards, swinging your glaive at the alpha goblin. The glaive sings through the air, and then the alpha goblin uses its reaction to change your target. Well, it doesn't make you do anything. The alpha goblin just goes, wom, 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 and one of the other goblins leaps into the air and takes the blow.
Fuck, what a true alpha. Look at these beta goblins.
One goblin dead.
Yes.
But not the boss goblin.
That's right.
And then it's Falmorn's turn. Yeah.
Falmorn is going to try and fire blast that goblin.
The alpha?
Fireball. Firebolt. Falmorn.
Falmorn.
Falmorn will be firebolting the goblin, aiming for the beard, hoping to set his face on fire.
A bolt of fire strikes the alpha goblin, dealing 7 damage.
Oof.
The alpha goblin will survive, I believe. Yeah, the alpha goblin's still standing. Well, sitting. He's on the back of a wolf.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But harmed nonetheless. He looks mad at this attack, and you fear for Falman's safety. In fact, the boss goblin directs, there's four goblins left, he directs a finger at Falmorn, and two goblins attack him.
Uh-oh.
Two javelins strike Falmorn.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Doing a total, well, actually the first one knocks Falmorn down. There's three attacks still left. Falmorn takes 8 points of damage and goes down.
Oh.
We need him. He's so lovely.
He's the smartest one.
The alpha goblin points a finger now at, let's say, Cherry Cheek. No, Cherry Cheeks hasn't attacked. Points a finger at you, Tree Stump. And the other three all in unison attack you. One of those javelins now strikes you instead, dealing 4 points of damage. Good one. Then another javelin misses, and the final javelin this round will be a hit, Big T. You take 6 points of damage. Are you down?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was the goblin's turn. Globble and Cherry, it's your turn.
Well, fuck. How many goblins are left?
Four goblins left plus boss goblin.
That's the boss goblin. Okay. Right. Well, all right. My first, don't have much to do. Oh, boy. Right. I will try and frostbite one of the little boys.
Mm-hmm. He fails his saving throw and takes 6 points of damage. You knock down another goblin.
That's good.
Turns to ice, falls backwards, and shatters.
That's one down. Okay, that's three. We'll get Cherry Cheeks to... Is anyone, like, an ally near him to get his... is anyone near Cherry Cheeks for that, any kind
There's
of...
There's one close to Kentura, so that he could fight.
So we'll get that. Yeah. We'll do that. He can fight that one.
He charges in, strikes... Hits the goblin.
That's good. That's
and
good.
Deals 9 points of damage. Another goblin goes down. There's good. Two left.
All right. That's good. That's good. Okay. Let's hope our good friends survive this round. All right. Good luck. I'll go over to maybe Felhorn and just wait.
It is Kentura's turn. Kentura, instead of drawing their bow, is going to draw a short... Oh, no, wait. Actually, that one's down. Cherry just took him down. Yeah, no, he does draw his bow, and he fires an arrow. That's a critical miss.
Damn it. Come on, Kentura.
Yeah, that
You're
sucks.
Meant to be good.
Cramp!
Ah.
A d6 penalty on your next attack roll. Bow bad! Bow hurt!
I do like a seldom nod. Like, it is bad.
It's the mimic's turn.
Fuck. What about the mimic?
The mimic hovers over Big T.
No.
Down it goes. Big T, you are two. Oh, wait. I guess it attacks. Oh, wait. How does this work again? No, it does need to roll to hit, but it rolls with advantage. Huh. It misses.
Huh.
Your armor saves your life.
Huh.
Huh.
There you go. The mimic is like slowly tightening its grip on Big T and trying to bite at Big T, but the leather armor is keeping them together so far.
Right.
It is the boss goblin's turn. The boss goblin reaches to his side, pulls out a horn, and then puts his lips to it.
That's not good at all.
Two more goblins appear.
Fuck.
I was hoping they'd bring in our friends.
Big T, can you make a... Oh, I'll make your death saving throw. Don't worry. That's one success.
Hey.
That's good.
And then, yeah, what would you like Falmorn to do?
Also do a death saving throw.
Oh, that's right. They also succeed.
That's good. That's good. Good.
That's good. That is wins all round for the team.
Yes.
I like those odds.
Yes.
It's the goblins' turn.
That's not good.
There's four of them. And the boss goblin is now pointing at Kentura.
Oh, no.
All four target Kentura. Well, one of them targets Kentura. Hit. That's 8 damage to Kentura. Kentura goes down.
Oh, shit.
Changes to Cherry.
Oh, shit.
The second one attacks Cherry. Misses. Third attack on Cherry. It's a miss. Cherry Cheeks survives another round.
Okay.
And then it is Globble and Cherry, your turn.
Okay, well, I do want to stabilize, but I also need to... Okay, well, I will try to frostbite another little goblin.
Mm-hmm. Passes its saving throw.
Shit. And we'll get Cherry to attack something.
Cherry can actually attack one of the goblins because they're standing next to you.
Perfect.
cheery misses.
Can I instead let me show you how the ally attack roll using my instead.
They hit.
That's good. See teamwork.
I think minimum damage is still going to be Cherry Cheeks brings a goblin down.
Good work, Cherry.
Cherry,
you went high. You should have gone low. That's fine. Okay. Well, fuck.
It is Kentura's turn. Kentura is going to target the boss goblin.
I think Kentura's going to do a death saving throw.
Oh, that's right. He fails. I forgot how many NPCs are down.
Yes, yeah.
It's the mimic's turn.
What about the mimic?
All right. The mimic starts tearing chunks out of tree stump. Big T, you take 2 failed saving throws.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's Boss Gob's turn.
Will Boss Gob's beard grow another inch today from slaying a whole party of adventurers? Find out next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Adam here, resident dungeon master to the stars. Did you know that myself and Jackson host a show here on Sanspants Radio where we create and show off homebrew content that we ourselves have created? It's called House Rules, and if you've ever struggled for making your own content, then it may just be perfect for you. Some episodes will come in with stories, classes, and abilities that we've already made and tell you about them so you can see where we've succeeded and failed. And sometimes we'll even make the content on air so you can follow along at home and make your own, or even improve upon ours. Head on down to SansPantsRadio.com and sign up for a king-level subscription today to start listening.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, fellow adventurer. If you're picking up what we're putting down and want more D&D content, we have just what you need to scratch that itch. D&D is for Nerds Plus, the symbol, not the word, where you can listen to select campaigns that were once only available to SansPants Plus members. The further adventures of the Grey Hill Free Company if you want shorter campaigns with beautiful guests, and D&D is for Nerds, not Ognot, where all our non-canon D&D adventures go to rest. Just search for D&D is for Nerds on your favorite podcast app of choice and join us on this epic quest of D&D podcast discovery.